Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with us today, and we are pleased to have back with us again Dr. Marina McLean from Global Glory Ministries, which is headquartered in Dallas, Texas, in the Dallas, Texas area. For those of you who have not heard our many broadcasts with Dr. Marina McLean and her husband, Dr. Rennie McLean, let me just tell you a little bit about them. For over 15 years, Global Glory Ministries has enriched the lives of thousands of believers, non-believers alike, through their passionate worship services. Their core belief is that God still performs miracles today. And Dr. Marina McLean says, she is the worship leader for Global Glory Ministries, she says the presence of God can actually melt the hardest of hearts. She has seen it time and time again. He can do the impossible, and that is his nature. And along with her husband, Dr. Rennie McLean, Global Glory Ministries is dedicated to offering balance to the lives of all of their followers, teaching them to live each day with God's love and judgment in their thoughts. It's an itinerant ministry headquartered in Dallas. They travel all over the country, in fact, all over the world, to conferences and seminars for many different church denominations. And it really is an amazing ministry they have. We have enjoyed many conversations with Dr. Rennie as well as Dr. Marina McLean. And Dr. Marina is back on the line with us today from their headquarters in Dallas. And I don't know what the weather is like in Dallas. I can tell you, on the East Coast, we're being deluged by rain. What's it like in the midsection of the country today, Marina?
It is wonderfully and hot. It is about 90 degrees outside. It's lovely.
Well, good for you. Dallas, everybody knows Dallas can be unbearably hot during the summer. But 90,
yes.
That's not too barely bad. That's not so bad. How have you been?
Bad.
We haven't spoken for a week or two. You been doing okay?
Oh, yes. And since I last spoke with you, I've been in two cities. I was in Ohio and then just got back last night from Miami. So two wonderful services.
You go to Miami a lot. That's interesting. You're down there quite often, aren't you?
Yes, we are. And this was with our friend Apostle Maldonado, and it was his school. So they came from all over the United States, and I think it was 47 nations represented at this particular school. It was incredible.
Well, you know, the thing that's it's kind of very interesting about what you do. And I pointed out, you speak to congregations and to followers around the country in various churches who invite you mm-hmm. to come and speak. And you have these big meetings in Dallas. You just had a big one a couple of weeks ago in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Now I noticed from your website you've got another one that you are talking about, or your is listed on the website, called Encountering the Supernatural Summit, coming up in October.
Yes, and you know, our summits, for those that are brand new to us, our summits is our really big conference. I know I say that all the time. The others are the intimate gathering, but this is the big one because it's the feast time, for the Jewish feast time, but it's also where they come from all over the world for our conference in Dallas. And so we host many nations that come in, as well as around the United States that come in for it. It's very special because it's Dr. Rennie and myself, this one, and we are the keynote speakers. We're not having any guest speakers. The speakers this time around is armed spiritual children during the workshops. But it's special because we are giving out of ourselves what has been the major factor about walking in the supernatural. So that's the key point for this particular one.
When you use the term supernatural, what does that really mean? I think when people might hear that, they might not totally grasp what supernatural is. So some people think, it's ghosts and it's things like that. Tell me what your version of supernatural means.
Well, most people, when they hear supernatural, they think, spooky or, or weird. And for us, when we talk about the supernatural, we are literally talking about the power of God, his manifested presence, showing up and demonstrating miracles. Some people are used to not seeing miracles. So when they see a miracle, it's a sign for them. And then there are some people that just wonder, is this God? So that's why we like to use the phrase when we talk about the supernatural, it's signs, wonders, and miracles. For some churches, it's a sign when nothing happens, and it's a sign when something happens. For us, it's a sign when God shows up and does the miraculous. And then we create an atmosphere that even when the unsaved person walks in, they feel something different about this atmosphere. The songs that we sing, the word level that comes forth from Dr. Rennie or myself, it sparks the imagination. It answers questions that are hidden inside a person that they may never discuss. But because we talk about the supernatural and demonstrate it, we answer questions and people get healed. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Well, it's interesting that you have the what you talk about, signs, wonders, and miracles. We've talked about miracles before. I think it'd be great to talk about them again a little bit. Mm. But when you say sign, you're talking about signs from God? Is that what it would be?
Absolutely. I'll give you an example. Our very first summit, we haven't seen anything like this again. Our very first summit we had in 2000, and it rained diamonds. I mean, that was a sign in itself, rained diamonds. I mean, literally, you just heard it hitting the ground, and people scrambled and picked up diamonds. Dr. Rennie and I got nothing. Even our mothers who were visiting went home with diamonds. We met a lady months later in a conference in Nashville. It was in New Orleans, and she came and showed us her ears, and the diamond that she had in her ear was from our conference. Very first conference. So, we're used to seeing signs. We can't tell you what the signs will be. We just love when God shows up and just astounds us. We are, the English phrase is gobsmacked, meaning there's no words to express that.
Now, these are real diamonds that were made into jewels.
Real diamonds. Uh-huh. Real diamonds. We even had
I was going to ask you, have you ever heard of that happening before anywhere?
Never. Never. And people that in the Christian world, they have seen that. We've seen it in different churches that we've been into since then, not on the level that it rained in our first conference. And we've met people who have received diamonds in their services also. So we know of it happening after we had that experience. But before then, never, never.
Boy, I cannot believe that that kind of thing happens. I'm sure there are a lot of people who hear that and think, oh, I don't believe that. That just couldn't happen.
But there are
enough witnesses that can back it up and say, yeah, it did happen.
And the thing is, with signs, especially in our ministry, we never take the credit for something that we did or a pattern that we set. We just believe that God... You just create an environment for him, and he will demonstrate himself. He will validate himself. He's able to take on the hardest critic and the hardest heart and soften it. And that's what we love, just creating an environment for God.
Now, you call that a sign. There's no doubt. That is quite a sign.
But exactly.
It could also be a wonder, and it could also be a miracle.
exactly.
If that's a sign, then... What would be a wonder be? Because you talk about the three categories, signs, wonders, and miracles. What would a wonder, what would that encompass?
A wonder for us is when it's a creative miracle, because it astounds the doctors, it astounds us just standing in the midst of it. And like, you know, when a person, like the lady, I always talk about this because it's one of the first that we ever experienced, and when she grew a brand new kidney, you know, the creative miracle of God, and a lady whose breast grew. I told you about that at our conference 2 years ago in the summer. Her breast grew back. That is a wonder because it is a creative miracle. You cannot put in human language, you know, because facts is against what you see, and facts is against what you believe. And when it stands, when a person stands before you giving a testimony, you're in wonderment. You're in absolute wonderment.
I understand. That makes sense to me. Well, if those are wonders, I mean, growing a new kidney, come on.
You've also
talked about new teeth, you know, coming to a service and growing new teeth during the service, right?
Yeah. And this happened and this happened again 2 weeks ago when Dr. Rennie was in Miami. He did a school just for the students. So this is different to the school that we just did in Miami, same church, but they have a Bible school. And he spoke on the Sunday morning, and a gentleman there in Miami, so this is just 2-3 weeks ago, needed new teeth and received it during the worship. Isn't that incredible? So we talk about this, and this happened a few years ago because it's in his first book, and it happens again. So just to let you know, my phrase that I love saying, Doug, is that we bring God to the now. He is a now God, and whatever your now situation is, he's able to meet it. He's able to deliver you and let you have a testimony to tell others that he is alive and real right now.
Well, there's no question. You are bringing God to the now with that. All right. So if what we've heard you explain would be the difference between signs and wonders, what then would a miracle be?
Oh, a miracle! Gosh, where do I begin? Because we see this all the time. I'll tell you something recent. We were again at the school in Miami, and this is a miracle and a wonder, because Apostle Maldonado, who is the head of the school, he called up everybody that needed a miracle that had steel, any form of metal in their body. And so he lined them up at the front and then called up the various leaders to come and pray for them. So he didn't pray for them himself. He called up individuals to come and pray for them. And there were so many, but the one that stood out was a lady who had a rod in her back. And each one of them was asked to do something that they couldn't do. And the majority of them couldn't bend. And they had really no feeling in that area of their body where the metal was. And they were bending and jumping because it had turned to bone. It was just incredible. We were screaming and crying all at the same time. Absolutely incredible.
Their body was functioning again where it couldn't before.
Exactly. Yeah, you can imagine the atmosphere. It was just charged after that, because it wasn't just one or two. It was a whole row of people standing at the front who told you what was wrong with their bodies, and then somebody prayed, and they're able to move like they've never moved before in years. Incredible. That's a miracle and a wonder.
Yeah. When did these things start happening with your ministry? I mean, was it early on that you knew these kind of things could happen?
Yes, because Dr. Rennie's been moving in this, from he was a teenager. And, you know, when you hear his testimony from he was 14, that was long before I knew him or met him. He saw his first person raised from the dead, which was his aunt at 14. But we were seeing miracles, used to see miracles from we were youngsters going and watching Morris Sorello in a huge auditorium. So even though our church, and I emphasize that our churches didn't really believe in that level of miracles, physical miracles, as teenagers and even before we were teenagers, we witnessed that on a mass level. So what we like to say now is the seeds for miracles was sown within us because we saw it. Every year we saw that. We went to this convention and saw it. And so when our ministry began, especially for Rennie, he knew how to move in that. I had to learn that. And he teased me for years about that. Or he would just drop me in, pull out the sick and say, Marina, you pray for them. And I'd look at him like, I want to kill you. But because of that, it built my faith to do that. And so we've been doing this now for, gosh, close to 30 years. So it's a little too late to tell us these things can't happen and these things shouldn't happen, because we've been seeing it for the majority of our adult life.
Well, it's so rare because it normally does not happen in other ministries, mm-hmm. not that I know of, at least. I mean, I've never witnessed anything like that. I don't know anybody, you know, that I know of who has. I'm sure if they had witnessed something like what goes on at your encounters, you know, they would be talking about it. They'd telling me,
yeah.
especially if they
yeah.
went to a service and it started raining diamonds, you know,
exactly.
you know they would be telling everybody they knew.
So please come.
It is rare. And, you know, if the word gets out, instead of going to a dentist, the people are going to come see you guys.
Hello.
Now, that's kind of a joke,
wonderful.
But anyway,
yes.
I mean, if a miracle does happen like that, it is extraordinary. And
it really is.
As I've said before, you guys have a pipeline to God that is working, and, you know, God bless you for doing it. You know, let me ask you a little bit about the Global Glory Ministry in
mm-hmm.
itself, so we get some, you know, we'll establish something here for some folks who aren't familiar with it. How would you describe Global Glory Ministry? What are the central beliefs?
Global Glory, we believe in, obviously, God as a healer and a deliverer, but, you know, the basic foundation for any believer is that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he came, he died, he was resurrected. His whole life was demonstrating miracles. Even when he called the apostles, they also demonstrated miracles. So that set the pattern for us today. And because we have churches that are under us, we're not a church ourselves, and Global Glory is an itinerant ministry, so it's a base, and we have churches that are under us, ministries that we cover, and they also walk in the supernatural. They also preach and teach and do miracles in their churches. And so we are, the word I'd like to use is a catalyst for anyone that joins us, that become covenant partners with us, to do the same thing, to do what we believe. We don't feel like we've got the market cornered on miracles. What we believe is that we stir a person's heart, we stir a person's faith to believe God, to see these things. And that really is our core belief. No matter what denomination you are, as long as you tell us you believe in God, you have the core beliefs that we believe in, then we expect mm-hmm. you to have that same response with us about God and demonstrate him. That's the whole purpose for what we do, why we do what we do. It's to cause believers to demonstrate God, show a God that is living and a God that's in the now. He's not historical. You can keep him historical, but you'd be very disappointed.
Well, that's a great description of the church. I know you have mentioned earlier the three realms of the supernatural.
Yeah.
What are those? What are the three realms?
You love pushing my buttons, Doug, don't you? It's faith, the anointing, and the glory of God. And faith is the basic foundation to believe God and receive God. When you get what we call get saved, you ask Jesus to come into your heart. That takes faith to do that. And from that realm of faith, your walk with God changes. And then you're anointed. You're anointed to serve people. You're anointed to break the yokes off of people. You're anointed to lead people. But when it comes to the glory of God, it's all about God. It's his sovereign presence moving beyond what you can believe him for. Most people don't usually believe him for miracles, but if you're in an environment where faith is literally in the atmosphere, then his glory is going to take over, and you're going to see miracles beyond what you're anointed for. Let me explain that. In our early years, before we even moved and knew what glory was, Dr. Rennie and I knew that if we did three nights of meeting, the first night would be salvation, meaning people receiving the Lord. The second night might be people being filled, that's speaking in tongues. But the third night could be the anointing that was on our lives predominantly was to see eyes, blind eyes open and deaf ears open. So we knew that was our anointing, that was our strength. As we started to move in this realm of glory, God changed it up. He would do salvation and miracles on the first night. And those miracles might not be just ears and eyes. It could be back. It could be cancers. So he took us out of our norm. And when you move from anointing to glory, God moves you out of your norm. He moves you from what you are believing him for what you're used to seeing him do. And when it comes to the glory of God, that's where you see the signs, the wonders, and the miracles, because it really is about him demonstrating who he is without you. It's not based on your faith. It's not based on the anointing that's on your life.
But you're basically, the services that you have, I know they're interdenominational, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so.
Are they basically Baptist? Would that be the closest, I guess? Would that be fairly accurate?
No, because when you talk about the Baptists don't believe God does miracles today. That's one of their doctrines. And so they do believe in people being filled, but they don't believe that God is doing miracles today. So it's not a Baptist service. When Pentecostals, to a degree, believe that being filled, but don't really believe that God can do miracles. They know he does, but they don't gear the service for that. So we take people completely out of their box when they walk into our service. They know it's going to be Christian songs, and to a degree, because of the spontaneous, they know that the word is in there, but they just don't know what to expect when they step into our meetings, because it's so out of their tradition. And when I say tradition, it's so out of their normal order of service. That's what I mean
exactly.
by tradition.
Exactly, so different for them. And your services are rather rare. I mean, they last, I mean, they'll go 2-3 hours. Yeah, right.
Especially if it's a miracle service. Because a miracle service, even though we might do a short worship and Dr. Rennie or myself might not preach for a long time, but when those miracles start happening and people start sharing their testimony, that's where the length of service is. And it's just, people don't leave because they're seeing somebody do something that they couldn't do when they walked into service 2 hours ago. That's why it's a high. It's really a high.
Well, can you blame them? I wouldn't want to leave either if I was seeing things happen. How do you react? I mean, seriously, when you have a, you know, you're conducting a service, you have no idea what's going to happen, and one of these magnificent events takes place. I'm just wondering, when you go home, you know, in the afternoon or in the evening, whatever, what do you say to each other? Do you have to be? Tell me.
Sometimes. Sometimes there is no words, so we're literally silent. Or we're talking, rehearsing somebody's testimony. Because there's always, no matter if it's 50 people give their testimony, there's always one that stands out. And for both of us, it might be a different one. And then if we're with the team, sometimes we're away from home, so we're in a hotel, and we sit down with the team, and they are telling us what impacted them. And so it's like being the witness at a crime scene. Each one of you have a different aspect of what you saw, and that's what we're sharing. And it's just incredible, because even people that we talk to, they've got another part of the story that they weren't able to tell. So you're constantly hearing the backstory is what I call it, of how this miracle came to be and what they couldn't do to what they can do now. And you, sometimes you just cry with them, and even coming home and sharing it, you're still crying because you're literally reliving that moment. And it really is incredible, is the only word I know to say in the English language, to watch people's lives transform. It's a privilege. Because you know that if they woke up today's Tuesday in the morning and they came to the service in the evening, sorry, today's Wednesday, and they came to service in the evening, you know that when they leave you at 9:45, their body is completely different to how they walked into service 2 hours ago and completely different to how they woke up that morning. You just can't help but rejoice with them and rejoice for days about it. It's just incredible.
And what do you think has actually happened to them? Has it been a rebirth of their faith in them, even though obviously they must be believers, you know, when they come in the beginning? But how does it affect their lives, do you suppose, to see things like this?
I can tell you, the best way to describe it is as a person that I've talked to afterwards, and even 2 or 3 days of the conference, and you talk to them right at the end, and they said, you know, I had faith. The one particular lady, I can't even remember the miracle that she got, but I just remember her saying, I had faith, I knew God could do it, but I never knew I could feel this way, you know, and this way about God and about being, and I have to say whole, because there's no more pain. And it's, and even if they can't express it, Doug, just the look on their face, you see a fresh peace. You see color in their skin, but you see their eyes are alive. And it's just, you just put your hands at your cheek. This is what I'm doing right now. I'm putting my hands at my cheek and saying, it's a wow. It's a real wow.
It seems to me it would have to have an impact on their life. Just plain have an impact on their life, that powerful. You can't see a miracle like this and walk away and just forget about it, you know?
Exactly. You talk about it for days and even years. And, you know, we got the chance to be in Ohio, as I said to you before, and I haven't been in Ohio in quite a few years. Dr. Rennie has gone back and forth, but this is my first time back in about maybe 4 or 5 years. And so to see people that I haven't seen in 4 or 5 years that have kept their miracle and has prayed for others and seen God use them to do a miracle, you just stand in awe. You just stand in absolute amazement because you know this isn't just a one-person thing. It's not based on us. It's based on people catching it, believing in it, and the more they talk about it is the more God does it. It's incredible. And I know,
well,
it's a simple word to say.
You know, if you had a regular church, as you said, you're an itinerant ministry, which means you travel around to do your services. But if you had a church in Dallas, you know, a big church, and you held regular services there, and, you know, a couple of events like this would happen, your church would be packed every day, every Sunday anyway, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, and one of the things that Rennie and I have learned is you cannot build a church on signs and wonders. Because people just be coming for their needs to be met. They're not coming to hear the word. And so we're kind of thankful the strategy that God has given us, that we get to go into churches in different cities, different denominations, and as I've told you, different cultures, and affect them and watch them affect their world. And then we've got leaders under us that we go and that we invest our lives in, and you watch them do the same. And it is a movement that is happening that we can't say it's because of us. It's because people catch the momentum, catch the revelation of the things that we say, and we make it so practical. The supernatural can be spooky, but we make it so practical that it becomes your lifestyle. What we do, because we've been doing it for so long, it's a lifestyle for us.
It is an amazing lifestyle, that's to say the least. Marina, thank you so much. We're out of time.
Oh,
we've gone through a half hour. It just flies by with you. But I want to thank you for being with us. Hey, we're going to see you on Tuesday next week, okay?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
I'm I'm looking forward to you being back with us again. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Dr. Marina McLean of the Global Glory Ministries, headquartered in Dallas, Texas. Look up their website. It's www.globalglory.org. Dr. Marina, thanks again. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Doug. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. That's it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.